We continue our learning. Lulanishmas Davi b'Menachemush and Chav Yaakov b'Vidchos Aliyah. We're in Sanhedrin, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis. How Yerochuk mi Beis Haskila ke'Eser Amos? When the person who is to be executed is 10 amos away from the Beis Haskila, Omer lo Hisvadei. We tell him it's time to confess. Shekein Derech Hamumasin Misvadin. The manner of those who are about to be executed is that they confess. Shekol Hamisvadei Yesh Lo Chelik Olam Haba. And anyone who confesses, he has a Chelik Olam Haba. Why do we do this 10 amos away from the Beis Haskila? Why not in the Beis Haskila itself? So the Baraturah says, the Karov of the Beis Haskila Shemot Yitrov Da'ato. We're afraid to get confused and again be afraid. V'lo Yechol Lisvados, we'll be able to confess properly when he's standing in the Beis Haskila, so we do it 10 amos away. What do you mean the Derech Hamumasin Misvadin? Because people, you may be sometimes in their lifetime, certainly in public, are embarrassed to confess that they did something wrong. But when they're about to die, so they realize now it's now or never, they're more comfortable doing vidi. That's why it's Derech Hamumasin to have vidi. People who not only execute, people about to pass away, they do vidi as well. And how do I know that anyone who does vidi has a chelek lam haba, assuming that he confesses properly and there's real remorse for his sins, has a chelek lam haba, shekein matzinu ba'achan. We find when it came to Achan, who was Chayiv Misa by Yehoshua, because when Yericho was conquered, Yehoshua said, you can't take any of the spoils, and he did so. He took something for himself. So Yehoshua said he had to be put to death, but what do I find when it comes to Achan? Bini, Yuchamar lo Yehoshua, what did Yehoshua say to him? Bini, Simno kavod Hashem Elokei Yisrael, my son give honor to Hashem, v'sen lo todah. What's todah? Todah is a confession, is misvadeh, and you should confess to him. And then what did Achan do? Vayan Achanes Yehoshua vayomar omna anochi chatasi v'kazos v'gomer. In fact, the Pasuk really says, v'kazos asasi, I did this and this. What's this and this? Says the Bar Tanura, based on the Gemara and Daf Mem Gimel and Beis, mifaresh Hashema al bacharam. Emotion. Not only was he mauled, did he misappropriate Cherem spoils, which were supposed to be Hekdesh in the war with Yericho, but in the days of Moshe as well, there were spoils in wars that Moshe had fought, and he violated those as well. Kazos to Kazos. So we see that a person who does Vidu should not only be misvada on the sin that he, the current sin, but any sins he had in the past as well. So how do I know that he has a Chelek Lam Haba, that he had Kaparet? Minayim Shekiper Lo Viduyo, Shenemar, Vayomer Yehoshua Me'achar Tanu, Yah. Because what did Yeshua say to him? How could you, Achartanu, how can you ruin us? I can do something so terrible for the Jewish people. Yarchocha Hashem should ruin you. Bayom Hazeh. What's Bayom Hazeh? So that implies Hayom Hazeh to Achur. You're ruined. Have done something literally ugly on this day. V'yatachul olam haba. Now you won't become ruined in olam haba. What your sins will be forgiven, and therefore that's a source. Bayom Hazeh. The fact that he says Bayom Hazeh. So that implies, but olam haba, you're not a whore. Your confession now, bring it to olam haba, and Hashem will look at you in a positive light. Then the Mishnah says, let's say a person doesn't know how to confess. What does it mean, don't know how to confess? You don't need a shamra bagani. You have to say we did wrong. So the answer is, he doesn't remember the sins that he did in the past. So omer lo, then rather we tell him like this. Obviously, the sin that he knows he did now, he should confess in specific. But about previous sins and more, you know, when you tell the person, Tehei Misa si kapara al kol avonosai, we tell him to say, my Misa should be a kapara, should be atonement for all of the avonos. He doesn't remember the previous transgressions, this will cover them. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im haya yodeh shehu mizumam, Omer, Tehei Misa si kapara al kol avonosai chut me'avonze. Says Rabbi Yehuda, let's say he knows he's innocent. And there's mizumam, there's a whole plan, conspiracy, a plot against him. And he really believes, and the person hired a de sheker, or the witnesses themselves plotted this against him. So then he can say, Tehei misasi kapara, al kol avonosai, let my death be an atonement for all my sins, except this sin. He's going to be killed anyway because of the edus. We're only human beings. We have to work with what we have. But nonetheless, he wants to clear his name in front of the Beis Din, and he has the right to do. So that's Rabbi Yehuda believes. Amlo, chamset Rabbi Yehuda. If you say this, every person who's convicted, even people who are guilty, are going to say this, and at least they make themselves look innocent and leave with a positive reputation. And what will that do? So now people say, oh my gosh, the Dayanim and the Edim, so these are people who can never trust, and they're executing someone who's innocent. So therefore, in order not to be mivasa the Beis Din, we say the Chachamim, we would not allow a person to say so. Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel Hayaroch Mibes Askil Arba Amos. So now I'm in the 10 Amos away, he did his confession, he did his vidui. When he's 4 Amos away, Mafshitin Oso Es Bigadav, they remove all of his clothing. This is based on the Pasuk. The Pasuk says that we have to kill the person. Pasuk says, Virogamu Oso. Oso means below Kisuso. Oso means his body and without any clothing. And some say, no, it's a reason is not only based on that, but so that he dies very quickly. That's to his benefit that he doesn't have any clothing on. Ha'ish Michasan Oso Milafanov. But when it comes to a man, so what would they do when they killed him? So they would cover in the front with a piece of cloth so that obviously would not be embarrassing. The Ha'ish Milafanov Machara. But the woman, they would cover her in the front and the back. This way, at least the private parts of their body were covered. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This Rabbi Yehuda says that it means that both the man and the woman have to be fully undressed before they do the skila, except for the pieces of clothing that are covering the parted areas of the body. Only a man we stone while they're undressed. A woman, she can be covered. She is dressed in a garment. It's a single plain garment, but certainly she's not just like Rabbi Yehuda says, not just covering up the private areas. She is going to be completely covered. Based on what? So it's based on really based on the pasuk v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. So what's based on Avodah Kamocha? That's the reason why we kill someone without any clothes at all. Avodah Kamocha means love your friend as your neighbor as yourself, which means a person's chai of Misa, so Barur lo Misa Yafeh, you should choose the proper Misa for them. So either way, we want to darsh in the Pasuk properly. Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim have different opinions about it. Rabbi Yehuda says the woman would rather have herself die quicker rather than to protect her dignity, and therefore she's also killed Aruma, just covering the private parts, and that's it. So that's a Misa Yafeh. That's Vahavtarach Kamocha. Choose the Misa Yafeh. The Chacham said no. A woman would rather not be embarrassed, rather maintain her dignity and be clothed during the times of Skila, even though it's going to take a little bit longer for her to die, maybe a little bit more painful, because that's a Misa Yafeh Yosher. That is considered Barolo Misa Yafeh. That's Vahavtarach Kamocha for her. The Chacham also have a pasuk says Veragumu Oso. Oso is below Kisuso. Only he is without his clothing. But Osa doesn't say Osa there. So therefore, Bixuso, she can have her clothing on. And we at least gave a rationale for this. When it comes to a man, though, there's no such great bizayon to be stoned when he's naked. And therefore, he'd rather have Misaso Yoser Maher, like to die much quicker. And therefore, we say, according to the Chachamim, that a man is stoned when he's obviously covering the private parts, but in the front, but not clothed, and a woman, according to the Chachamim, is going to be wearing clothing.